The death of George Floyd in Minneapolis once again sent protesters to the streets in Washington today. Hundreds of demonstrators showed up outside the U.S. Capitol. They carried signs that read, "Black Lives Matter and No Justice, No Peace." Ahmed Afifi says there was no way he was going to miss today.
My voice isn't usually like this, but we were outside the White House till almost 1 a.m. yesterday, so my voice is just very gone.
At one point, a large group laid face down with their hands behind their backs as if they were cuffed. Police stood between protesters and the Capitol building, metal barriers between the two groups. Taylor Johnson, who's African-American and from D.C., says she went out to the Capitol for a peaceful gathering.
This protest was something that I'm really proud of going to. I was scared, and I should not have fear from them. I should not have fear from those people. Those black cops that's standing right there, I should not fear them, but I do. I do. And coming here today, I felt no fear. I felt powerful.
The demonstration took place just before the Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced he's charging Derek Chauvin with second-degree murder for the death of George Floyd. Ellison also announced he's filing charges against the three other officers involved with George Floyd's arrest. Simi Francis from Maryland thinks it was a productive day.
A few officers actually kneeled today. I feel like today's events were very impactful, and we actually got some solidarity out of the police officers. There was dancing, laughing, hugging, crying. It was beautiful, like every other day.
Today's early protest follows days of unrest in the nation's capital. The 7 p.m. curfew from earlier in the week has been moved to 11 tonight. When Simi Francis was asked how long she'll keep demonstrating,
every single day, until I die. My ancestors fought for me this hard. That's why I'm here. You feel me? So I have to fight for my future generations every single day.